Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over. And I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale going on right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
That's right. I can tell, man. I can already feel it, Tyler. This is going to be a fun time out here.
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah, man. And if you're trying to figure out where we are, we're in spring. We're in spring at Walk-On's, and somebody didn't order me a little. Hey, and I'm all right, baby. You can see me here on YouTube and Twitch. I got me a little look like a little martini. I just saw somebody
else
pick
up a little pink drink in a martini glass.
Somebody picked up. I saw somebody just order themselves another one. I just saw that run out. It's a beautiful time out here. It's going to be a great time out here, and you got a chance to win several prizes as well once you make your way on out here. It's always fun on a football Friday. I didn't want to forget, if you're in the building and you want to continue our glass series, you got a chance to win. Or not even win, you can come up and grab one. The first 50 guests here, if you have not gotten the glass of Area 45 right there for you, it's you can ask any of our promo staff or just walk right up on the table. And
I'm going to have to grab me one. I don't have one of those.
Do you have that one, Tyler? Do you need that one, Tyler?
The only one I need is In the Loop, I believe.
Oh, yeah, you're SOL on that one. But
yeah, because y'all forgot.
I don't think I was here.
Ron had a lot going on. You actually were. It was that day that you worked.
Oh.
Told me multiple times.
It was two Fridays ago.
Oh yeah. Well yeah.
It's all good though. I'm used.
That was my. I'll take it. I'll take this one. I know. Every time I do it the right way, Ron takes the credit. But when it's done wrong, I'll take the credit. I mean, I'll wear it, man. It's on me.
I normally would. But you're right. On that day, In the Loop had lapsed my mind.
That'd be messy of me to blame it on Ron on that day, wouldn't it?
Yeah, that had lapsed my mind. But you can come on out and get one Area 45. My guy right here looks like an Oregon Duck fan in the building. He's putting his name in there. And he may have a chance to win one of our multiple prizes today. All right, Clint, I know this jumped out to you when you heard this. And all week we've heard a lot. DeMeco... And you can understand as a head coach, you'd be frustrated that multiple things that you went over in the week just didn't come to fruition on the field. And it almost, and as you watch the film, it's almost hard to understand how they went so far away from whatever the game plan was.
I made a mistake yesterday, and I said I believe DeMeco. Clearly, he's out of pocket.
Is he? All right. Well, let's hear Derek Stingley. Here's Derek Stingley. He spoke to the media and kind of went into the game plan and what happened with the game against Seattle against their number one receiver, Jackson Smith and Jigba.
I feel like any corner you know, likes to be at the line. But I'll never do nothing outside of what the play call is. So from the play call tell me to be off, I'm gonna be off.
And that includes shadowing as well?
Includes everything. I can't go out there and do my own thing. So, and I've never done that. That's not who I am.
Oh my God.
Yep.
Oh my God.
Oh
man.
My God.
Oh my God.
Well, here's the thing is this would be a non-factor if you were 4-2. This would be water under the bridge, you know, water off a duck's back, however you want to couch it.
Wouldn't he be talked about?
Would not be a problem whatsoever. If you were 4-2, 5-1, as the Texans have been, you know, in the past in terms of winning games. This is exactly the kind of stuff that I've been talking about for a couple of weeks now, how important these games were, and how if you fall to 2-4, and if you fall to a point in the season where, hey, man, it's ugly. It's not just a bad start, or it's not just a, hey, man, we can rebound type situation. It gets ugly. This is the kind of stuff that you have to all of a sudden as a head coach handle and navigate. And I'll be honest with you, D'Amico is struggling right now.
Well, Clint, I mean, this is
my decision.
This is the second time that he is clearly in any kind of way held somebody accountable. Not just the second time; it's happened a lot, but. He's held CJ accountable and said things went a certain way. He's held his corners accountable, which would include Derek Stingley Jr., and said our game plan was to do this. It's frustrating that we work on something during the week and it doesn't get executed on the field. And we have now heard CJ Stroud and Derek Stingley Jr. say, like hell, I'm just going to ride down here and sit down and act like it was me. That wasn't doing what he's supposed to do. He made it very clear. Hey, Jack, I don't do nothing that ain't what the play is supposed to be. I ain't do that, Jack. He ain't be talking to me, but he got to be because you was the one predominantly on Jackson Smith the Jigba. The touchdown was caught that he caught was on you. There are multiple plays that was on him. Like there's a major disconnect there. And there's something there, Clint, where the players are like, "Nah, man, I'm not just falling to this. Now, it wasn't on me. That is not what the game plan was supposed to be."
Well, I mean, you look at a lot of it is misinterpreted, not from the I'm just about the film from a perspective of like, I mean, the touchdown to Jackson Smith and Jigba was clearly quarters coverage. I mean, that was a zone coverage, and it was more about Jalen Petrie chasing the over route too far that opened up that window. It wasn't. He was playing soft and it was man and you couldn't but the point is it's less about the film and it's more about the back and forth and what this coaching staff and this organization has done time and time again, the consistent overkill manner of which they blame the players on not being coachable ultimately is a real problem. Right, one, it's your responsibility. I mean, we're on the second season of players not being coachable ultimately, right? And it's
L staff, I guess that's what Bobby supposedly was. Coaching.
Well, yeah, Bobby didn't communicate well, whatever. But Bobby would stand up there and tell us how all we got to do is execute. These guys ain't doing what they're doing all week long. They're not doing it on the field. But you look, it's an overkill manner. And I think earlier in the year, I think I mentioned it more as a crutch. But it, when you're 2-4, it takes on a different life, yeah. Right? When you're 2-4, and all of a sudden you're clearly the messaging from you and your star cornerback is different. Clearly, the messaging from your quarterback and your quarterback, your star quarterback, is totally different. Like that's coming from somewhere, and it takes on a life of its own when you're 2-4. People can say what they want. It's just the reality of being 2-4 is a different. Different waters to navigate, right? The indirectly calling out C.J. Stroud, not being on the same page, indirectly calling out Derek Stingley that we just highlighted. Like, these things are...
This is the second time this week. C.J. said, yeah.
It's one of those things that this is for what it's worth, make of it what you want, but these are the kind of things that being 2-4 that I've been talking about that you all of a sudden have to deal with versus...
I don't know. Maybe it's not because you've been in locker rooms, you've been in situations like this. I just find it interesting with a coach who is so respected, Clint, and is thought of as a player's coach, and a guy that's one of the big things is his communication. He's a people person, and cats love to play for D'Amico, and I'm not saying that's over, but I mean.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
At Maurice's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Maurice's.com.
This is how they're going about it to the media in public.
Right.
It is clearly not just rainbows and sunshine right. inside there.
Well, it's the adversity tests everybody. And you know, Nick Caserio doesn't have six championships to lean on, and when he's talking about move on to the next, do your job, next snap. Like, you don't have six Super Bowls to lean on, so it hits a little different coming from him. Like, you look at D'Amico right now, and beyond putting a great defense on the field, the offense has been in steady decline and has gotten further and further away from being a championship-caliber offense. And so, you know, that adversity is going to be different. And CJ, the adversity is going to be different. Now, all of a sudden, you can add Derek Stingley Jr. to the mix. I mean, is Will Anderson going to be next, right? I mean, that's – so we'll see. We'll see how
I think Will and Aziz are good.
We'll see how – right? We'll see how they navigate this thing, man. It's just going to be it's a fascinating watch. Unfortunately, we're here, and but it's going to be a fascinating watch just to see how they – because this is when you find out. It's easy to be a great head coach. And it's easy to call C.J. Stroud up there, in the locker room every post game, put your arm around him when he's rookie of the year and he's leading the league in yards per game and fewest interceptions, and he's a rookie. But now that you've gotten to know each other, right, the puppy love is over. And unfortunately, the season has been off to a rough start. We'll see how they handle it.
Yeah, text line coming in. I'm starting to think that Bobby wasn't the problem. D'Amico holds everyone accountable besides the person that he needs to, and it's Nick Kalen. Why does he protect him so much? No, I think I said this yesterday. Like, there is some when you're 2-4 and you're struggling like this, and you can clearly see he does handle guys differently. He's doing that with Derek Stingley and Kamari Laster, and then when Aziz Alshire, where everyone can see, did something just stupid, he protected it and almost defended it. But then went a different way, as you said yesterday, with CJ, and now this with Derek Stingley Jr. That is.
Well, look, man, I mean, when it comes to Nick Kalen, there is an argument. When you watch the film, there's an argument that there are plays there, especially if you're of the mindset that D'Amico and Nick Caserio are of, hey, man, we were one or two plays away. If you're of that mindset and you don't look at it like, hey, man, that was just a piss-poor offensive outing, we got a lot of things that we got to be better at, they're literally viewing this thing as, man, we were one or two plays away. And if you view it through that lens, C.J. Stroud left five or six plays on the field.
Yeah.
And wasted several downs. And so I can see where D'Amico again, if you're looking at it through the lens of we're one or two plays away, I could see where D'Amico for several weeks looks at it and goes, my quarterback's got to play better, right? And in practice, you know, they bring this blitz and the tight end's wide open over the field and he throws it over the middle of the field. But in the game, all of a sudden he tries to take it out to Nico Collins. It's almost an interception. What are we doing? Like, I can see where
– Oh, I get that too.
But I'm not saying I agree with – by the way, I'm not saying I agree with it. Like if you can't look at this offense and tell you've got major issues of not being able to get your playmakers the ball in easy, seamless fashion, you're way too stagnant, you're way too vanilla, the communication sucks, your quarterback's gun-shy. Like, if you can't look at this offense and go, well – and from through a lens of something other than, man, we're close. Like, that's the bigger problem. But I can see where you watch it and you protect
Nick Caley.
I get that,
but there's a concern level when you're protecting some and you're not and you're going different with other people.
I think that's
becoming a problem.
No.
And Derek Stingley told you to hell with that. That wasn't me.
That was the whole point of I don't know if it was earlier in this segment or last segment. That's the whole point. Was like I think D'Amico is failing in that department of handling what comes with this.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them. And designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click. All complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.